to Hebrew 6. Go back into Hebrews 7. There was more to be found there. Can everyone hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, amen.
Proof of the tithe being established before the law was written. I'm going to start off with the purpose of the letter being written to the Hebrews to begin with. In my study Bible, it says, the writer of Hebrews encouraged the Hebrew Christians to maturity by showing them that present suffering for Christ is followed by eternal glory with him that Judaism and no other religion can offer. The entire Old Testament pointed to the ministry of Christ. The offerings, this is what the study Bible said, for the offerings, the feast, tabernacles, and priests were all used to show the better way of Jesus. And Hebrews 7 definitely proves a better way of Jesus. So I will just refresh our memories on the opening of Hebrews 7, because I'm going to basically focus on Hebrews 7, 5 through 10. But in the beginning, of Hebrews 7, Melchizedek blesses Abraham, and Abraham gives Melchizedek a tenth of the spoils from the slaughter in the War of the Kings. Now, when this took place, understand that Abraham's name had not even been changed from Abram to Abraham. That's how early this took place. Now, if you would just follow along with me, in Hebrews 7, if everyone will turn to Hebrews 7, 5, verses 5 through 10, and I'm going to read those aloud, okay? So Amen. Listen, please listen very carefully, very diligently, because this was amazing to me. This was just truly amazing how God just broke this down so beautifully.
Hallelujah.
All right, beginning at verse 5. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law. That is, now understand what was according to the law that it was given to the Levi. That is of their brethren. Pay attention to this word. You hear it again later. Though they come out of the loins of Abraham, but he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive the tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he, excuse me, was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. When I was reading that for the first time or, you know, however, whatever time it was, when I was reading it, the word Levi really stood out to me. The name Levi stood out to me. And the fact that the word states Levi paid tithes also being in the loins of Abraham. So I looked up Levi. It means united, joined, or joined in harmony, signifying the unification or founding, remember that word, of something. Levi, the father of the priesthood, became joined to Christ Jesus in the giving of the tithes.
Amen.
They became joined, okay?
Amen.
Now, going back to the word founding, founding involves involved in establishing or originating an institution or organization. Mm-hmm. Now listen to establishing. To set up an organization system or set rules on a firm or permanent basis. Jesus. So we can see here, Levi, the father of the priesthood, according to the law, was involved in the establishing of the tithe being given to Jesus Christ permanently prior to the law ever being written.
Amen.
And there's more proof to the tithing and the priesthood being established. Hebrews 7, 28. And if you have it, we'll read right there. For the law maketh men high priest, which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. That word since, so we can see how strong this was established. Mm-hmm. It was not just a temporary thing. This was established. The word since denotes accompaniment or succession with which it is joined, occupying an intermediate position, often used in composition in substantially the same relation of participation. The oath of the Lord, which was he was not going to change his mind that Jesus Christ was high priest, and the law were joined. There's no dispute, hallelujah. The oath of the Lord and the law were joined.
Mm-hmm.
They were joined in agreement. Wow. So all this that we've heard concerning the law, we, people of God, we act like the law has been abolished. It was never abolished.
Fulfilled.
It was fulfilled. It was never changed.
Hallelujah.
It was fulfilled. There is no dispute among us about Jesus being our high priest. But we can also see he was given the tenth by Abraham and Levi before the law was written. Hallelujah. And it was established forever.
Hallelujah.
The word consecrated, when it says the Son was consecrated, that word consecrated means finish, fulfill, make perfect, accomplish. Jesus accomplished, made perfect, fulfilled, finished. Who received the tithe? And the tithe being paid before the law was written.
Hallelujah.
This was established forever. And Romans 3 and 31 says, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Matthew 5, 17 says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. The establishing of the tithe and who received the tithe was put in place prior to the law. We can see that Hebrews 7 proves to us the better way of Jesus in tithing. So when Israel was giving their tithe, they were paying them to the high priest, Jesus. Because Levi was joined to Jesus, well, in the loins of Abraham, while in Abraham, and we are to be in Abraham.
Our position.
Hallelujah. Our position stands right there.
Yes.
Then they may not have understood they were giving them to Jesus at the time, but we do.
Amen.
I was talking to Elder Allison the other day, and we were fellowshipping together, and this was amazing to me. It's so right where we are.
Hallelujah.
She had looked up the word paid, because it says that Levi paid his tithes also. And you're not going to believe what the word pay or paid means, or the Hebrew word for pay or paid is what really I actually should say. The Hebrew word is shalom.
Oh my gosh.
Shalom.
Wow.
But when we give God what is honoring him,
we're
receiving again the covenant of his peace.
Yes.
Ooh,
the Lord is bringing us to a place of oneness across the board, people. One just like the Father and his Son, our Father and his Son, and giving him all the honor he is so worthy of, and dethroning Satan. The tenth shows God with man to the world.
Glory.
And before I close, there's one more definition that seals this.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read to you again, Hebrews 7 and 5.
Oh, praise your name, Lord.
Yes, God, you only want to give us all. Hallelujah. Praise. Holding back nothing from us. Hallelujah. Praise. You want us to let go of Satan on our throat, on our thigh. Hallelujah. On your thigh. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he will be under your feet, completely being under our feet. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah.
God.
Verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law that is of their brethren. I told you before to remember the word though. They come out of the loins of Abraham. And the word though means notwithstanding, which means in spite of, which means when you are mentioning something that surprisingly does not present something else, when you are mentioning something that surprisingly does not prevent something else from being true. So we can see, even though the law said the tithe was to be paid to the Levi, it did not change the fact that they were giving it the entire time to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Everything in the Old Testament, the offerings, the feasts, the tabernacles, the priest was leading us to the better covenant that we have.
The
Lord says, prove me now herewith.
My God.
And I just bless God for this. For this. Hallelujah, God. It's more than an enlightenment. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for loving on us.
God.
We thank you, Lord, for revealing unto us the truth that may have been hidden, but it is no longer hidden to your people. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, God. We thank you this morning. And we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. We bless your name.
My God.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
My God, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. You will not leave us ignorant. You will not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That causes me to see so strongly that we can't feel any longer that we, when he gave the Ten Commandments, it brought an awareness. It brought an awareness. They didn't realize they were in sin. When he brought the commandments, it was an awakening. It was a true awakening. And I know the tithe was given, but we, before the law, but God, Jesus fulfilled every word.
And he did.
And he made it easier for us to walk in it. It was a better covenant, not an abolished covenant. It became a better one. So we can't look and say that this and this and this we don't have to do. He made it better. He made it better. God bless you. God bless you.
My God. The Bible says that we ought to study to show ourselves approved. Workmen, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And that truth was so rightly divided just now. Mm-hmm. So rightly divided.
Absolutely.
Small things, the little words that we never look at that are key. Every word that God has breathed, it counts. And when you rightly divide it like that, it makes it real easy to understand why we give a tenth. And I'll tell you something that's really powerful. When Elder, you said the word paid, it was saying, I felt like paid. Okay, we're going back to works. But then when you broke down the definition of paid,
mm-hmm.
come on, man. Wow.
Unbelievable.
What happened there, everyone, in essence, is that tithing was established before the law, which everybody knows. And what it was just worship. That's all it was.
Amen.
It was honoring God.
Yes.
Why did God choose 10? What makes 10 so holy? Well, I studied it and the origin of it, that the number 10, the origin was after God flooded the earth, when life was seen again, it was in the 10th month.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 10th month after God destroyed the earth. God was saying, I'm with man again.
Amen.
In the 10th month, the tops of the mountains of Ararat were seen. Life Amen. On earth was seen again.
Amen.
In the 10th month. So God was saying, after they established worship unto him, it was because God was saying, I'm with you again.
Oh, yeah.
And so it had to go to the law because of the disobedience of the children of Israel. So it had to become a schoolmaster. It had to become, you better do this, otherwise you're going to get this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were so disobedient. But Abraham and Levi, being in the loins of Abraham, did not give because of the law.
Amen.
They gave because of worship.
Amen, God. Amen.
And now because of Christ again, and I love how you broke it down and revealed to us that it was always given unto the true high priest.
Amen, God.
Although men were a type and shadow of the high priest to come. Christ Jesus, when he was here, when he was born, and he would take his place. But it was always given to him, even from the beginning. Because he was always in the Father from the beginning.
Hmm.
So we need to understand the transition there. The law came because of their disobedience. So now what should have been worship, it was being forced. And so it didn't feel like worship. In fact, that's why Malachi blasted him and said, you call the table of the Lord contemptible. Because they had gotten so mundane and so dull with it. They didn't honor him, though they were bringing blind and lame sacrifices. They said, this is what their attitude was. This doesn't even work. The table of the Lord doesn't work. It's worthless, is what they said. Giving like this is worthless. That's why Malachi Jesus. Wrote what he wrote, because he blasted them. He blasted them. And I know, Elder Allison, you're going to divide it. Which is fine, but I just wanted to say that was very well done, Elder Donna. That was, oh, I hope you guys get that in your spirit. Every time you lift up a tenth unto God, understand you're lifting up to your high priest. Yes. You're saying, God, you're not just with me, but I'm with you. And I'm honoring you. This is my tenth, and your tenth comes out of our substance.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It comes out of the substance we're honoring with.
Amen.
It isn't the substance, but it comes from our substance.
Yes, God.
And so we honor God with that. Mm-hmm. A specific tenth, which is holy, saying, God, I believe in your covenant with man. I believe it. I worship you with a tenth of my substance. A tenth of all of my new substance, my new increase.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Very well done. Very well done. Now that establishes real honor. So if you're going to give your tenth today, you know how to honor him. Because that's what it's all about. Again, if you're just writing the check, if you're just pressing send, and you don't have any connection to why, then you really didn't write the check and you really didn't press send. Mm-hmm. It means nothing. It means nothing. But when you attach the honor unto the Lord, you honor him as our high priest, it means everything.
Hallelujah.
It means everything. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. While you're resetting that, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and just keep flowing in the word, because I pick up kind of right there. I tell you, it flows perfectly.
Amen.
It flows.